Testing. 1, 2, 3. I can't believe this thing still works. Shit, Margaret, you have a fucking ton of bullshit up here. So much fucking crap.
Lay in!
Wait in the car! It will be right there!
Jesus Christ. We have to get out of here. Josh says they're closing the bridges. They're shutting the whole thing down.
Who the fuck is Josh?
Josh Hennessy. On the radio?
Okay, why don't you say the radio guy? Or are you acting like...
Lynn! They're quarantining the city. If we don't leave now, we will not be able to leave. Do you understand?
Okay, yes, I fucking understand. Oh, hold on. I'm gonna grab one thing.
Close the door. Sorry. Did you get the walkie-talkies or no?
I couldn't find them. My mom was a fucking hoarder. I was sick of boxes of shit up there. I'm sorry.
This is Earthbreak. A few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse. Starring Jenny Slate.
I feel so lonely. I'd give the world if I could only make you understand. Baby, won't you please come home? Baby, won't you please come home? Ever bored of your name? Oh man, I can't tell if I'm sick or hungry. Then that's it. That's it, I guess. I just... it shouldn't be too long now. If I'm starting to throw up, it's not going to be that long. I thought maybe that I was immune, but turns out maybe I just took a little bit longer to get sick. Which wouldn't be so rare if I was just lagging behind, even at the end of the world. Hi, hello. My name is Lynn Gellert. I am 31 years old. I'm from Baltimore, and I'm dying. Or I don't know how much longer I have. But I was one of the lucky ones, I guess, because I didn't puke myself to death in the first few days. But it's been about a month, and I've just survived by dumb luck, I guess. Failing upwards. That's what my mom used to say. Maybe I am hungry. Margaret could see this. Margaret is my mother, was my mother. If she could see me, she would probably be like, well, Mrs. Radcliffe's daughter is fighting the alien menace. What are you doing? Well, Margaret, I'm fucking cowering in an attic and I'm eating beans. Oh, man. I used to like beans. Oh, I can't do it. What else do we have? But Skittles, Snickers, chips, pretzels. I would literally murder someone for a fucking pear or an avocado. Okay. Sorry. I'm getting off track. Well, hello. I don't know who you are. But hopefully you made it to the other side of all of this. Maybe you are a historian 1,000 years in the future. Maybe you're a scientist and you're working on the cure. Or you're like a lady who's going to fly a nuke up into the mothership and... Anyway, whoever you are, hello. And I'm hoping that whatever I record here helps with whatever. So it started with a noise, but it was a noise that you couldn't really hear. But it was really loud. It just wasn't... It was kind of... wavy, and you could feel the noise, but you could feel it deep within your bones, if that makes any sense. But it actually, I would say that it started when everyone got sick. Oh, man, I'm just so tired. And I don't know if you hear that, but it sounds like the hunters are out. They all look a little bit different from each other. So it's strange. It's like you can tell that... that they're individuals. But they all do the same thing. Which is that they search and destroy. Last night was... rough. And a hunter got into the house and I think it could... smell me, because it just ripped the place apart. It's just completely fucking trashed in here. And, yeah, I don't know what to say, except for thank fucking God they can't figure out retractable attic stairs yet. Probably save me. Okay. But I made it through the night. And I'm fine. But this place is not safe anymore. Time to move on. A little bit about me, I guess. I'm 5'6". I like dogs and beer. I actually love beer, but I'm not drinking very much of it these days, even though there's plenty of beer around. Gotta stay sharp. Also, the beer is warm. Damn, I don't know. Beer and dogs. That's it? That's all I got for you, I guess. That does not sound great. Sounds like a dating profile of a boring person. Cool. I went to a wedding one time, and it was really nice. It was, and it was in an observatory. So everything was all, like, themed and decked out, like, stars and planets and everything. And, I was a plus one. And I think I felt a lot like an observer. Felt like an astronaut. Not just because of how it looked, but it's like looking at other people's lives from way on the outside. And when... they did the speeches. They told all these romantic stories about how they met and they fell in love. And then other people would get up and talk about, like, you know, what the groom was like when he was a kid and all the sort of touching and unique things that made their relationship special and, you know, notable. And I was just I was really struck by watching their lives unfold that it occurred to me that I can't remember anything important from my life. Like, I just can't pinpoint that. There is nothing. And I found myself getting jealous, I guess, of these strangers. Not because of their beautiful love, which did seem cool, but just all of them and their ability to mark these things as significant. So my point is, I like beer and dogs, and I would like to tell you who I am, but I guess I don't really know. Bird watching. Ha! Bird watching, man. That is it. That's one thing that is real about me. I loved bird watching. It was the Girl Scout badge that I was the most proud of, that's for sure. I also like breaking things. The apocalypse has some perks. But really, really, I have no idea what I'm doing. And really, I'm just stumbling through this. I'm just like some idiot talking to herself at the end of the world. At least I'm still eating protein bars from the corner store. That hasn't changed. I truly can't believe you're still listening to this, whoever you are. This is just like, I'm sorry. This is all I can. Okay, here's what I know. It's midday now, and it's always actually a good idea to travel at midday. That is an honest-to-God survival tip right there. That and always have a crowbar with you, but you probably know that if you are still alive. The midday thing is, it's something about their eyes, I think. It's like their eyes are too big or they're too sensitive to the light or something, because there are no pupils. They're just big and black and glassy, all black. And they're fully fucking deaf! They're deaf! How did a bunch of half-blind, all-deaf animals kill the rest of you fucking idiots, man? I actually don't feel like talking right now. Okay, let's try this again. I realize I'm a bit rusty at this whole conversation thing. But it's hard. I feel like I'm just talking shit into the void. Or to some person that I'll never meet. Shit. Do you hear that? Do you hear? That sounds super fucking close. That sounds really, really close. You've done this before. Okay. Green wire.
Searching for food? Look no further than HelloFresh. HelloFresh does all the meal planning, shopping, and prepping so you can focus on a healthier you. Every meal comes together in 30 minutes max and calls for less than 2 pots or pans and requires minimal cleanup, meaning you don't have to stay in one place too long. There are 3 plans to choose from: classic, veggie, and family, with the option to switch between for when your tastes or situation changes. So get out of that recipe rut and start cooking outside your comfort zone by discovering new delicious recipes. I love the HelloFresh meals I've made, and my favorite so far is the sweet potato fajitas. For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/Earth80 and enter promo code Earth80. That's HelloFresh.com/Earth80, promo code Earth80. Now, back to the show.
Yes! Oh, fucking finally! A drugstore that hasn't been looted! Oh my god. Okay, it's small, but it's gonna be fucking perfect. It'll just... God. Oh. Oh, man. Oh, that's fucking perfect. Perfect. All right. Perfect. Okay. And the door is locked. Okay. Just need something to... All right. Something to break the glass. Here we go. Oh. Okay. All right. Give her a whirl. Okay. We're looking at some sort of fucking special glass. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. Let's try this again. All right. Okay. Okay. One, two, three. Just fucking super glass. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we know why I wasn't looted. But maybe there's a back entrance. God. All right. There's got to be a back entrance to this shit. All right. Come on. Come on. Oh, fuck me. Okay, so we have a back window, and we also have a fucking dead guy who is impaled on broken glass. He looks like he had the same bright idea as me, but he was bad at it. I gotta say, if you're listening to this, some sort of, like, utopian future, you probably think that I'm heartless or crass or something, but you just have not seen what I've seen. I guess I just need a... I need to get this guy out of the way. Put you there.
Oh, God.
One, two, three, do it. Sorry. Oh, Jesus Christ. No water. There's never any water. Oh man, I look like shit. Oh. Looks like I finally lost that last 5 pounds. Damn. Okay, all right. This place is somehow completely untouched. Like, it looks like a real store. Like a real... Okay, all right. Here we go. We got aspirin. Ibuprofen. Bandages. Orthopedics. I guess so. Shampoo, why not? Okay. Let's see. Oh. Yeah, man, tampons. They even have my brand. God. I'm lucky that I haven't needed these. Wait. Chill. Okay. Where is it? Where the fuck is it? Where the... Oh, here we go. All right. Any of these will do, right? Okay. Damn it. Okay. Don't be an idiot. Don't be an idiot. You're just... probably dying like everyone else. You're not pregnant. That's hopefully it. You're just dying. Okay. Okay. All right. Immerse strip in urine. Do not immerse past the max line. Okay, just pee. Okay, just pee, normal pee. Okay, I lay strip on a flat, clean, dry surface. Wait for colored bands to appear. Okay. Depending on the concentration of HCG, positive results may be observed in as short as 40 seconds. Okay, that's not too bad. However, to confirm negative results, the complete reaction time... 2 to 3 minutes? Are you fucking kidding me? Come on. Come on. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about, right? It's probably better to just be dead. Better to just be dead like everybody else. Okay, I don't want to think about... Fuck, my fucking head hurts. I have a headache, and I have aspirin. Okay. Just get the fucking... Okay, stop. Okay. Open... Okay, shit. So, okay, possibly I might not die from the virus like everyone else. I might die the old-fashioned way, like a woman with no health care, which is... It's fucking great. Okay. Okay. Should I look? I'm just gonna fucking look.
There are more stories in the Earthbreak universe. Introducing Earthbreak Omega Protocol, an immersive subscription box where you become a survivor in this post-apocalyptic world. Earthbreak is perfect to play solo, during a date night, or with your friends so you can all swap theories. You can even join the online communities and work with other people who are at the same point in the story as you. With Earthbreak Omega Protocol, you'll receive a box of clues, physical items, and evidence each month. It's up to you to piece it all together and solve the mystery to save humanity. Right now, just for our listeners, you can go to earthbreak.com/now for 25% off your first box. They only accept 200 members per day, so hurry to take advantage of this offer. That's earthbreak.com/now for 25% off your first box. earthbreak.com/now. Can you survive the alien apocalypse? This is Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse. The next episode is already out. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you're listening right now. Find a link to subscribe to Earthbreak and more information on the episode notes. Simply tap or swipe over the cover art. You will also see some offers from our sponsors. Please support our shows by supporting them. If you like what you're hearing, we'd love for you to give us a 5-star rating and review us, and be sure to tell your friends and show them how to subscribe. The story doesn't have to end here. Be sure to visit earthbreak.com to hear more Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival. While you're there, purchase a subscription to Earthbreak Omega Protocol, our new subscription box series where you become a survivor of the alien apocalypse. Play on your own or with friends. Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse, was directed by Aaron Katz, produced by April Lamb, written by Morgan Ormond, story by Morgan Ormond, Will Rogers, and Derek Smith, associate produced by Will Rogers, executive produced by Ryan Hogan, Derek Smith, and Joshua Hawley, starring Jenny Slate, co-starring Nelson Franklin.